howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Forgive your enemies, but always remember their names.
Don't forget their face.
And remember why they're your enemy.
Exactly. Right. That's a challenge.
That is. You bet.
That's a huge challenge.
Darn right. Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
That's right. We've forgiven all of our enemies.
Yeah. We've done that too.
Forgive your enemies. Yeah, right. you're going to like these.
Okay. You promise?
Great explanations here.
Great.
All right. Here's the quote.
Okay.
I can't believe I ate the whole pineapple.
Okay.
Tom said dolefully.
Oh, I am going to like
these. Yeah, these are all good. Dolefully. Yes. I dropped the toothpaste. It's going to be one of those days,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
I dropped the toothpaste, Tom said, crestfallen.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
I will. All right. That's the last time I pet a lion, Tom said offhandedly.
Yes, that's right. That is the last time.
Yeah, right.
With that hand.
Right, yeah. We don't have a home run hitter, Tom said ruthlessly.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes.
You're killing me.
I like these.
I do, too.
I just like these.
That one was a kind of a grown-up.
It was. But ruthlessly. Yeah, you're right. I'll dig another ditch around the castle, Tom said remotely.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
Let's see. I keep shocking myself, Tom said, revolted.
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 Extra voltage. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry.
I can use that one.
Yes, you could. Yeah. I shouldn't sleep on railroad tracks.
No, you shouldn't,
said Tom, beside himself.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
yuck.
That's messy.
Ooh, nasty. Yeah. My steering wheel won't turn, Tom said straightforwardly.
You hope.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Or off to the right. I've lost a lot of weight, Tom expounded.
Expounded. I got it.
Yes.
I got it. Yes. Man, these are good.
These are dandies.
These are great.
I keep banging my head on things, Tom said bashfully.
Bashfully. Nice.
Yep,
Who's this Tom?
Tom. Who is this Tom guy?
Who is this guy?
I'll have to telegraph him again, Tom said remorsefully.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
I like that.
I did too. Yes.
That's a good one.
I can't get down from the mountain, Tom said alleged.
Alleged?
Tom alleged.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's play C-E-N-G, said Tom's band in accord.
That is accord.
In accord. Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I know these things.
Okay.
I'm a musician.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You call that a musical? Asked Les Miserables.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Miserable.
Yeah.
All right. One more and then
last
we'll be,
one.
All right. We'll be done.
Okay.
All right. I must make the fire hotter, Tom bellowed.
Okay. Let's get it hotter.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, then.
Ooh,
all right.
Dear.
I'm glad that's over.
Holy moly.
Hey, got a great show coming at us.
I hope so.
Dave Stamey's riding along with us. Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry. We have Kyle Evans, Homer and Jethro, Al Mayle. But we're going to start with Wiley and the Wild West. Buck up and huck it.
The grizzly got in through the old grain bin last night when you slept. Now there ain't much left, so you call the warden in, and he tells you with a grin, you got to file a proper paperwork before you set a trap. Just buck up and huck it if the bear comes back. Cause you're dancing on the clouds. Steer you've been missing for the last 3 years. He's now grazing in his garden, nibbling on the ears of his grand prize corn. He starts into bitching. He said, buck up and huck it, bub, your fence needs fixing. Yodelay, woo-hoo, my yodelay. Yodelay, woo-hoo, my yodelay. Yodelay, woo-hoo.
Right, there you go. Watch out, buck up and huck it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Wiley and the Wild West. Yeah.
Is that kind of like Expeditious, Expialidocious?
Supercalifragilistic.
When you don't know what to say. So
you just say buck up and huck it?
Yeah.
You tough it out there, buddy. I think is what he's getting at.
I think so.
Suck it up, buttercup. Yeah. I think that's another.
Ooh, I've heard that one a lot.
Way too much. Yeah, right. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Oh, yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us this week.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about that.
Still mad about that.
The genesis of all this was my last plane flight.
Right.
Yay. Whiz.
What's it been, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, and I'm still mad about it.
And you're
it.
Still
I'm
mad.
Still, and I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
You know, the flight itself is just miserable. Cancellation here.
Storm here.
Miss your connection there. Problem with the airplane, flight crew didn't make it in. You know, TSA, don't start me. Don't start me with TSA.
It's not gay if it says TSA.
Well, that brings up a good point.
I brought that up.
Every time. There's something wrong with my left armpit.
Is there now?
Yep, there obviously is. On the x-ray machine, every time. I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to fill your left armpit here. Knock yourself out, you know?
Yeah.
But I figured out how not to get groped.
Oh, really?
I have. And a TSA agent taught me this.
Okay.
All right. I says, man, how come you've always got to feel... my crotch, okay? Yeah. What's the deal there? He says, okay. He says, you've got a problem here with saggy britches.
Uh-huh.
I says, well, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
He says, okay, when you go into the x-ray machine, pull your pants up as far as you can. And you know what? It works. I've never been groped since. The old boy would always say, do you want to go someplace private while we do this? And I said, hell no.
Oh, no.
No, I want everybody to see what you're doing to me, all right? I don't want to be in a private room while you're doing this to me.
That's good information.
That is.
We're saving lives.
We're saving lives with this one.
Yes,
big fellers, if you've got some saggy britches, when you go in there,
hike
your britches up.
That's right.
Now I just got to figure out what it is with the left armpit. I don't get it.
I've also been told that a man thong will help with saggy britches.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
On the outside? Do you wear it on the outside?
Well, most people call them suspenders.
Oh, a man. I thought you were talking about a real thong.
No.
All right.
No, yeah, heavens
there you
no.
Go. Yeah.
My brother-in-law shared that with me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't bring myself to wear one of them man thongs. But I can't keep my pants up.
Well, I've gone to them.
I
wear them periodically.
I do too. And
when
I don't
working.
Trust my belt. I wear suspenders with my belt.
I tell you, there's a man that you cannot trust is a guy that wears suspenders and a belt.
That's right.
Doesn't trust either of them.
Where are we headed here?
I don't know. But
I'm still mad about that.
We got off on TSA. But here's a good thing. All right. We're still going to ditch out to Cal Marshall's.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not mad about that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Al Mail is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.